In the U.S. today, more than 1 million visa students are studying on college campuses. They're facing a reality much different than their domestic peers. The NPR Illinois J-Corps community reporter Kou Hopkins heard from some of the students who came to this country for an education but are having to balance school with political reality.
Arushe Avon is a senior at Bradley University studying political science. She's an international student from Pakistan on the pre-law track, hoping to attend law school after graduation. Like many in college, she's dealing with finances.
I work two jobs on campus so I can support myself and not be a burden on my parents.
But making ends meet is just one of the things on her mind.
Then there's also the idea of legality. Am I working on time? Am I going overtime? Do I also keep my grades up because it also affects my scholarship? But people don't understand this stuff. They think that just because you're in the country, you're good now.
She is also paying attention to the Trump administration's approach on immigration. Many students I contacted declined to talk with me due to the fear that speaking out could have consequences for their visa status. Arushe understands and says she mostly stays quiet about such issues.
There are so many times where I have to stay mute. Because if I answer a different thing or a question a different topic, it would affect me and my visa. And I would really want to get my degree because it's a hard thing being a student.
It all leads to more stress for a young college student. According to the National Institute of Health, international students in the U.S. face significant mental health challenges with high rates of anxiety and depression, driven by factors like cultural adjustment, isolation, language barriers, and financial need. While she made a voluntary decision to come to this country, others have had that decision forced upon them. Ignat Strelitsky from Ukraine is a student at the University of Illinois Springfield. He is passionate about law, political leadership, and international relations as he hopes to continue his work in political campaigns and community engagement. At the age of 17, he and his mother boarded an evacuation train from the war-torn homeland.
On March 9th, we went to the railway station and we jumped to this evacuation train where it was kids from Mariupol, from southern part of Ukraine, from Donetsk region, who tried to just to leave the war zone, just try to escape this tragedy. So if you imagine there was like one seat and I split this one seat with two or three people, it was baby crying, it was no food, no bathrooms.
From there, he walked the last leg of his journey on foot from the Polish border and got to France. He soon found himself in the U.S.
The United States is the land of the opportunity for all. And I think that as a kid, I wanted to make a difference. I wanted to make an impact. Later on, when I was around 15, 14, I found myself in a position that I wanted to be a lawyer, possibly a politician, because in my opinion, that was the way that I can serve my country, serve my people, and make an impact.
Ignat is still hopeful and appreciative of this kindness that he has received. Walter Hernandez is an international student now in Tennessee. He is studying business administration and is a young entrepreneur operating his own business based in Mexico. He touches on how coming to the U.S. has changed his life and his business, as he works with artists worldwide with intellectual property. Although, while excited for the opportunity, he still misses home.
It is a different experience than the one that other students are having. In fact, leaving your home behind, it's one of the things that makes us regret even coming here.
Another point that causes this type of regret is stereotypes. Walter touches upon how these stereotypes are born from ignorance and misconceptions.
I addressed many racist comments in this sense. I am a proud Mexican, and I will act the best I can now that I'm here in the USA, because I am an ambassador of my country. And every time I'm here, I try my best to do academically and health-wise, and for other people to notice that I am not the stereotypical Mexican, but someone else.
An analysis from the Institute of International Education shows new international student enrollment at the U.S. campuses fell 17% this fall because of visa restrictions and other government policies. Those students pay tuition and spend money. This drop is projected to cost the U.S. economy more than $1 billion. Walter says there are other costs not always measured financially.
So I think immigration really brings so many new opportunities for everyone. I am here not to get help by the university to get money, but I'm truly just here to share what I know.
I'm Ko'u Hopkins, reporting for the NPR Illinois J-Corps, funded with the Healing Illinois Grant from the Field Foundation and the Community Foundation for the Land of Lincoln's Press Forward Illinois Initiative.